Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2289, 5 Benefits of Strength Training by Sergio Pedamonte with DIYactive.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy Tuesday and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. And on Fridays, I answer your questions. You can send one in at oldpodcast.com/ask or email it in to health@oldpodcast.com. And with that, let's hear today's article and continue optimizing your life. 5 Benefits of Strength Training by Sergio Pedamonte with DIYactive.com. Exercise. It's crazy to think how one unassuming word holds so much weight, yet is overlooked most of the time. After all, what word can both incite excitement and scoffs from people who couldn't be bothered to do it in the first place? The mere mention of it is enough to make you roll your eyes, let alone get you on your feet and jogging outside. So why do it? I'm not overweight, I'm not underweight, so do I need it? Why strength training is important? The answer will always be yes, you need it, for the simple reason that wherever you are right now physically, and to some extent mentally, it can easily be improved with good old-fashioned exercise. Regular physical exercise promotes good health in general, decreases the risk of a wide array of diseases, and overall, helps you lead a longer, better life. In fact, any type of physical activity is better than being sedentary. However, one recent study explored how one type of exercise can help you maintain a generally positive outlook as you age, as well as keep you sharp all of the time. The exercise in question? Resistance training. Often overlooked when it comes to value, resistance training or strength-building exercises, such as those that involve using weights to build strength and increase muscle mass, are actually critical to make sure your ability to do the most ordinary daily activities is preserved. But enough rambling. Here are 5 actual ways that strength training can improve your quality of life. 1. Build muscle mass and strength. This is perhaps the most obvious benefit that strength training can give you, provided you're consistent enough. And it's not just for show. Consistently working out can yield long-lasting benefits that you reap as you get older. This is because as we age, losing some strength and muscle mass is inevitable. While you can't completely fight it, strength training is easily the best way to combat strength loss over time and keep your body strong and performing even as you reach your golden years. And strength training goes well beyond the muscle and can help increase bone density, reducing the risk of fracture and injury, as well as other bone-related diseases. Other studies found that increased endurance is also a benefit. For example, adding a pair of ankle weights to your exercise program is a perfect way to help increase endurance and strength. 2. Boost your metabolism and fat loss. This may come as a surprise to some, but strength training can also do so much more than help you bulk up and get ripped. It can also help you with fat loss and maintain a steady weight. Essentially, strength training can help you alter your metabolism because you're burning more calories if you have more muscle. And since muscle is active tissue, it actually burns more energy at rest when compared to fat, which can help change your body's composition. 3. Improves heart health and regulates insulin. Of course, it's not a secret that exercise is generally good for your health. What's not generally known, however, is that strength training can help improve your overall cardiovascular health. Some forms of training can help lower blood pressure over time. In fact, it's becoming more recognized that heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and other classic chronic diseases aren't as common among those who engage in activities such as strength training and cardio. One of the reasons is because strength training can help you burn through glucose, which is good news for those who are in constant need to manage their overall blood sugar levels. Also, the American Heart Association recommends both muscle strengthening and aerobic activities as part of a daily or weekly routine to help lower your blood pressure and cholesterol, which, of course, can result in healthier hearts. 4. Bring balance and maintain mobility. Not only does weight training and strength training help you pick up heavy objects as you start gaining muscle mass, but it can also significantly increase your physical balance. That's because as one ages, it becomes increasingly easy to lose your balance and fall, which can lead to serious injuries. A simple remedy is improving your balance with weight training, which can help prevent any trips or falls. Also, it can help keep your muscle functioning in line with those much younger than you, letting you preserve your overall mobility and independence even as you age. And 5, ward off depression and improve your mental health. This may be the least known benefit of weight training or resistance training. It can actually help improve mental health, which includes mood, general outlook, and even sleeping patterns. In fact, research conducted by the University of Limerick states that lifting weights is associated with, quote, a significant reduction in depressive symptoms, end quote. The researchers then went on to conclude that strength training can be used as a substitute for, or in addition to, therapy for mental health problems such as depression. Of course, the authors noted that further research is needed to confirm whether resistance training is as effective as medication, though hitting the weights to improve your state of mind is always a good suggestion. And if anything, strength training is empowering and can act as a confidence booster, which is satisfying in itself already. Wrap up. So there you go, 5 ways that strength training or resistance training can positively impact your lifestyle and help you lead a better, healthier, and longer life. Of course, you don't have to go all in and try to carry the heaviest dumbbell you can the next time you hit the gym. It's important to have discipline and to slowly ease your way into your program, keeping in mind that the best things take time. It's also important to pay attention to your body to reduce the risk of injury. Start small, take note of proper form, and gradually work your way up. Stay consistent and focused, but most of all, have fun. Getting healthy isn't always easy, but it doesn't have to be miserable. You just listened to the post titled 5 Benefits of Strength Training by Sergio Pedamonte with DIYActive.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Let's go back to this idea of metabolism. When we hear the word metabolism, we often think of it as something that we can't change. But when we think about the definition of metabolism, we realize it's just a fancy way of asking, how many calories do we burn each day? We know that we can burn calories by moving our bodies. Every time we move a muscle, we burn calories. So that alone means that we have some control over our metabolisms. Now, there are those that believe that they're unable to lose weight because they have a slow metabolism. Now, that may be true. Some may experience this because of a medical condition. When we look at scientific studies, we see that over 90% of the adult population in the U.S. has a normal metabolism, meaning most of us are burning calories normally each day. Here's the thing, though. We can increase the number of calories we burn each day by, of course, moving more, and, as today's author Sergio said, strength training. This is because if we pack on muscle through strength training, we may burn more calories throughout the day, meaning all the time, not just when we're working out, but again, all the time, like when we're sleeping, at work, watching TV, sitting in traffic. So we actually do have some control over our metabolisms. We can increase it by moving more and packing on muscle. All right, that should do it for today. Thank you so much for being here and listening every day. I hope you're having a great week so far, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.